Parenting in two languages. Getting organized. At the beginning of this series, I stated the three most important values I have in child rearing. One of them is my child's health. When children are healthy, it becomes much easier to have the right attitude for any sort of learning. So I feel an important job as a parent is to watch out for my child's health. That's why this month, I want to talk about getting organized. A healthy kid's life, to put it simply, consists of a good night's sleep, proper exercise, and nutritious food. When they have those, they're ready to pursue their personal happiness through learning, speaking, or writing English. For this reason, one of the things I try the hardest to do every weekday is to put Ellie to bed by 9 p.m. at the latest. This is quite a challenge when you rarely come home before 6 p.m. I have to prepare dinner while washing the dishes, doing the laundry, vacuuming the house, eating my own dinner, getting Ellie to do her homework, and bathing her. And in between, I answer the door for parcel deliveries, reply to work emails on my phone, and on and on and on. And if I somehow pull off this amazing feat in multitasking, Ellie goes to bed by 9 p.m. Whenever that happens, I feel like I deserve a huge gold foil-covered chocolate medal around my neck. It doesn't always work out that way. I remember vividly the night when I was about to go to bed and found a cup of cold coffee in the microwave that I had heated up in the morning and promptly forgot. I said to myself then and there, my life is a mess. I have to get organized and become more efficient. A confession. I'm a highly disorganized person. I'm unable to sort things into categories. I can't keep a mental list of where things belong. To change this, I started reading all sorts of books about productivity. People teased me saying that I was just collecting how to get organized books. But I was very serious. Eventually, I set a baby step goal. Open one drawer a day and sort it out. This way, I get to objectively see 1. Things I'd forgotten I had, and 2. Things I should throw away. This is probably not the most efficient way to clean the house, but unfortunately, it's the most feasible way for me at the moment. It feels good that I'm making some progress in getting organized and becoming more efficient. To spend time on your priorities, which for me is parenting in two languages. You have to first get organized and create the time for them.